Okay, good morning. We are here in Sayulita for the ISA World Padel Games 2015, and we're currently up on the in the penthouse up in the trees with Ollie Shilston. Ollie, morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank
you guys. Yeah, really well. So we've had a good few days of racing and surfing, and just want to go over your race a couple of days ago now, but it's still hot now. It was hot then. And how are you feeling going into the race before you got there?
Not too bad. I actually felt better than I have done over quite a lot of the winter. So I felt pretty good. The heat was obviously going to be a bit of an issue, but generally felt quite relaxed. We had a few paddles before the event, sort of getting warmed up, and yeah, felt okay.
And actually going to race, there's a lot of people there. A lot of familiar faces. Any new people? Any people you had on in your crosshairs to take out? Or what were your thoughts about coming onto the race line and all the people there? And how was the feelings on the start line?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous. The field is obviously pretty stacked this year. You know, I think this is the third year I've been, and definitely the strongest field they've had really in the distance racing. Yeah, Americans are strong, Hawaiians have obviously got a team this year, Australians are always strong, French, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem to be like the level is picking up all the time. And the distance was, like, I think was it supposed to be about 20k? And is that, how do you feel about that sort of distance in this heat?
I don't mind the distance, I like the distance sort of stuff. In this heat, well, you know, it's going to be tough, you know, especially from us coming out of winter. But... you know, it's something we just got to get on with, really.
Yeah,
can't shy away from it. You know, so we just get on with it, really, and try and make it as painless as possible. But to be honest, yeah, it was a tough race.
And the course they set was had a little bit of a tech element. There was a couple of ins and outs. And how did you feel that was with the number of people paddling and the number of turns you had to deal with?
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, if you just do, you know, straight out and back, there's very little to sort of break up the course and make it a little bit more interesting, really, because if you make mistakes, you know, honestly, you know, sometimes you can use the boy turns to sort of get yourself back into it, but obviously the other flip side of that is, you know, if you have a bad turn, you can obviously get yourself in a worse position than you were, so it adds a little bit of you know, uncertainty, really, and it makes it a little bit more visually friendly for spectators as well.
And were the inner marks near enough to actually glide on any waves during the race? Or
not really, no. I mean, I think if it was me running, I would have had them in a little bit closer. Just, it's better for the spectators as well, but also, it, you know, you can have that bit of surf element. There were bumps, but to be honest, the tide was so high when we were racing, it was really not, you know, it was too high to make the bumps useful, you know. So.
You guys are out the water all the time, hardly anything to cool down. Do you suffer with like hydration or fueling? Do you ever hit the wall or?
No, it's fine. I mean, I just use this normal energy drinks I've used in the past, really, and most of the long races I do. And it's fine. Really, it's just a long couple of hours in the heat. Really, you know, you just got to crack on with it, really.
Yeah, you mentioned to us that you mostly did the race on your own. You didn't manage to hook in with a train.
I had a good start off the line, and then I just, a bit of a schoolboy. I had a bit of sun cream on my legs. It just rubbed on my board, and I just slipped off again. So I didn't have the greatest start. Worked hard to try and get myself back into a position. I got on the back of the sort of the last bit of the train going around the first turn, but then as we hit the sort of long straight at the back, I kind of was behind one guy who started to fade back, which meant I had to go round him, but that left me in sort of a really bad position, you know, isolated at the back which back of the train, and then you know, the main group, and then, you know, I was battling on my own trying to get back with it, and I just couldn't. And as soon as I knew that, you know, about 15 minutes into the race, I knew pretty much I was out of it.
Yeah.
I was looking for a long grind, really, just to get round to it.
And what's it like when you come round to the end? I mean, this being a team event, there's a lot of supporters, and coming through the finish line and having the rest of the team there and the flags waving.
No, it's brilliant, you know, and that's the difference. Well, that's the the thing about this event is so different to others is, you know, it's a team thing really. It's all about supporting teammates and, you know, them cheering you on when you're racing and stuff like that. And, you know, we go to a lot of races in Europe or around the UK, and it's just, you know, it's an individual thing really, and this is so different really, you know. To be honest, I wasn't enjoying the race, but, you know, I wasn't going to pull out or, you know, not give it my 100% because of the team really. It's all about points for the team, so
definitely. No, it's great. I mean, I've never been so much into racing just on the surfing side, but I've really appreciated that, and I love getting involved and behind everybody, and yeah, team support and everyone sticking together has been definitely the best part of this. Right, Ollie, well, thank you very much. You've got Tech Race in a day or so, and hopefully we'll get some more points on the board and move us up from where we are in the world rankings.
Yeah, brilliant.
All right, nice one, fella.
Cheers.